government has reaffirmed its readiness to investigate the recent attacks in Cote d'Ivoire. It further urges the security agencies to collaborate fully with their Ivorian counterparts and intensify cooperation as they enforce domestic and international laws. The Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Chris Kodo, gave the assurance that Ghana will not do anything to undermine the peace and stability in Cote d'Ivoire.
We are expressing concern over the recent developments and the linkage, the repeated blaming of Ghana to be the host of these attacks. And we have a stake in the peace in Cote d'Ivoire, and we will do nothing to undermine peace in that country. We have said this several times, and we are renewing that. We have a shared commitment with the Ivorian government and people to ensure security in both countries. Now, we are constantly being accused or alleged that the people who attack in Cote d'Ivoire are in Ghana. We're saying that we want to jointly investigate these occurrences and see how we can, together with a shared commitment and shared responsibility, see how we can address it for the benefit of the good neighborliness policy between our two countries. Refugees who are registered under humanitarian law in Ghana, we will continue to protect. What we're saying is that the refugees are here under international law. There are conditions that they have to, and we insist on that. They respect our laws, they respect the international laws, and we are constantly saying that we are not going to allow our territory to be used by these refugees to subvert their own country. If they are here under specific regulations and conventions. And we are not going to allow the hospitality we offer them to be construed as providing an opportunity for them to do things against their own country. And we are going to insist on collaborating closely with these agencies in Cote d'Ivoire to ensure that we respect this law.
Is Ghana taking steps to investigate these claims made against it?
Yes, the security services of the two countries are being called upon to intensify their collaboration through the exchange of information. If they have information, we will share it and we will sit down and discuss and see how we move together as two countries with the same interest. We are showing Ivorian refugees here that as long as they adhere to the conditions under which they are here as refugees, they will have no difficulty. When they engage in activities which contradict their status, that's when the law enforcement agencies will deal with it.
Are you receiving any signs from our embassy in Ivory Coast as to the safety of Ghanaians there?
Well, we are in constant contact with our embassy, calming our nationals here to be of good behavior. We've been told that one Ghanaian is among those arrested by the Ivorians in connection with the recent development.
Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Chris Kodo. Meanwhile, a peace and conflict expert, Dr. Ken Ahosu, urges Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire to work together and devise a way of preventing an escalation of the situation. He thinks the attack will not affect the trust between the two countries.